Only safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on this TGIF Friday, September 12th edition. Joining us on the line right now is the owner of PatriotsRelief.com CBD products. Tim Roberts is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Trucker. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Still grieving over Charlie Kirk's death, assassination. Big rally, 4 o'clock, Lansing at the Capitol. Michigan Republican Party, the Senator Jim Runstead, chair of the party, is organizing a big rally, 4 o'clock on Monday, September 15th. I'm going to be down there. Rob Cordes, I just talked to him. He's coming on in the next segment. The Trump Unity Bridge is going to be there. Any possibility you might be able to come and join us?
4 o'clock on Monday?
Yes, sir. I'll text you the flyer with all the details.
Absolutely.
All right, good. Well, I want to introduce you to Jim Runstead, the chair of the party. I want you to meet Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge. I'm reaching out to Missy. I'm going to see if she can make it. We want to get 10, 15,000 people surrounding the Capitol, showing us celebrating Charlie Kirk's life. And I already talked to Jim. He's going to have drones up in the air to take pictures of the event and to basically put out a statement that us conservative patriots here in the state of Michigan absolutely came out of our way 4 o'clock on a business day to come down and celebrate the life of Charlie Kirk. And I just think it'd be really important for all of us to show up. I greatly appreciate if you can get it in your schedule and make it there. Bring the daughters. We want young people there. We want them to see everybody, all age groups and all colors. And we just want everybody to show up and just basically, you know, thank Charlie for everything he did for us. And hopefully encourage other young people to step up and get involved in Turning Point chapters across the state of Michigan and across the country. So greatly appreciate that. Where were you when you heard the news that Charlie was shot and then later died this past Wednesday? What was your thoughts? When did you hear it? Where were you?
I was driving to the office where I am right now, to the warehouse, and my brother-in-law called. I'm usually on Real America's Voice 24/7, but I'm looking at the TV right now. They're getting ready to do a press conference on the capture of the suspect. But yeah, it was like, you got to be kidding me. So I immediately went over to Real America's Voice, and yeah, of course they were talking about it. And I just bowed on my knees. I've got my Bible's always sitting right here. We've got a, you know, a little lounge area set up in here, and I have my Bible always open and right in front of me. And I just bowed on my knees and just started praying. And then I think one of the girls sent me over the video that showed the actual impact, and I knew at that time, you know, the prayers really, I mean, unless the hand of God came in and miraculously saved him, I knew he was not going to survive such an impact. So, you know, yeah. The prayers then just switched over to, you know, all the his family and friends and colleagues and everybody else. And then I immediately started calling all the people that I knew to make sure they were aware, and of course they all were. I was texting with Gruber, and yeah, just devastating. You know, and it's hard to really process all of that while it's happening. And I feel like the majority of the country and the world even feels like they actually lost a family member, somebody that was very close to them. That's just how we all feel. I mean, I feel like this was a future POTUS, like right now I could start crying again. It's just devastating. And I think when I was driving over here this morning, I was thinking about our interview. It just popped in my head, and I believe this to be true. I'm going to use the analogy of Darth Vader striking down Obi-Wan. And, you know, Obi-Wan said, I will be, you know, strike me down and I will be more powerful than ever. And I think that God called Charlie home for a purpose. And I think that he is now louder than he has ever been. And I feel like that event probably went a long ways to converting some of these young kids into realizing, you know, his purpose. And now so many more people are hearing his voice, even though he's no longer with us here, but he's home with his Father in heaven.
Well, one of the things that I said immediately on yesterday's show, while talking about 9/11, my first hour I basically dedicated to how I felt and the emotions I had gone through the previous night. And I got to tell you, I agree with you. I think his political assassination, and I understand I got a text message, they're waiting for an update from the FBI right now, but evidently the assassin's father went to a pastor, and the pastor and the father convinced the son to turn himself in. Now, the governor, Spencer Cox, Republican, said at a press conference yesterday, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, he gave a press conference during a special report with Brett Baer. He said that Utah has the death penalty and that this case is going to be tried in his state of Utah, regardless of whether it's an FBI investigation. They are not going to hold this trial in Washington. His trial will be in Utah, and he's going to ask his attorney general to seek the death sentence. And I immediately looked up their statute, their actual law, their constitution. Utah execution by death is a firing squad. They don't electrocute. They don't put you in jail for a long period of time where you can possibly appeal. He's going full bore for the death sentence. And I hope and pray that this young man, with a pastor involved in his surrender, along with his father, I hope and pray that he absolutely tells them everything. Who put him up to it? Who financed it? Who offered him money? Whatever the situation was, I hope and pray that this young man, for his own salvation, and asking God to forgive him for his sin of killing Charlie Kirk prior to his execution in Utah, I hope and pray that he absolutely spills the beans as to who put him up to this. I do not believe this kid, this young man, in any way, shape, or form, did this on his own. I could be wrong. This could be simply him listening to the rhetoric, you know, calling Trump a Nazi and all of us MAGA supporters, all communists, you know, Nazis and just Hitler and all the rhetoric that led this kid to go get a high-powered rifle with a scope. And I've been told there was a silencer on the end. And to be able to scope out this venue and to plot this out, plan this out, you're telling me this kid, this young man did this all on his own? I it could be, but I doubt it. And I just hope and pray that this kid is, in a way, feels himself compelled to just come to Jesus and also to tell them exactly why he did it, if he was helped, who helped him, who put him up to it. I think it's time we finally get the information out of these shooters before we just let them lawyer up and not be able to tell us exactly what happens. That's my hope and prayer.
Right. And I don't know how far in advance these events are planned and their exact location, but how he you know, like he found, you know, the perfect location, the perfect how to enter, how to exit, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
My understanding was that the rifle had no serial numbers on it.
Whatever. There's so much rumors out there. But the thing of the point is this. Turning Point USA had this venue. This was the launch of the college tour.
Comeback.
Yep, comeback tour, absolutely. And, you know, his whole rhetoric, the way he sets it up was, prove me wrong. If you disagree with me, if you disagree with my political ideology and the fact that I'm a Christian and all the things I believe in, come to my event and prove me wrong. I mean, it was on the banner under that little carnival tent they had set up over his head. And this was just his motive operandi. They had that schedule out last, I think I was told, January, this past January. They had this tour all lined up for all these colleges and universities that he was going to go and speak at. So there was enough advance notice that this shooter definitely could have found that information out.
Right. Yeah.
So
exact location and position. Like, I think they probably need to look at those surveillance cameras again and go back a ways and find out when he actually, you know, I guess none of that really matters, honestly. It's, you know, it's just a really sad day for the world. I just believe in my heart that God pulled him home for a reason. You know, preparing for something, because there's no doubt Charlie was very inspirational and you know, just like the prophets. You know, he walked and, you know, they all died, right? They all died savage deaths for their belief and their speech of the resurrection of, you know, our Father, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus Christ, it's devastating.
Well, so, one other thing I do want to mention, folks, is the website, patriotsrelief.com. I want you guys to go there and see scripture that is actually on Tim's company's website. He doesn't hide the fact that they're Christian, that they're conservative patriots. And if you've ever even thought about purchasing high quality, the best made, I believe, CBD products in America, go to patriotsrelief.com/trucker and get the products, support Tim and his family, and keep it in the family. We greatly appreciate your thoughts today, Tim. Thank you so much.
Hey, God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
You as well, sir. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Friday, September 12th. I'm monitoring Fox News in the background, and they're awaiting an FBI update on the supposedly that they have captured the assassin suspected of killing Charlie Kirk. The FBI out in Orem, Utah, it's 7:51 a.m. Mountain Time, is going to be holding a press conference and update. This after President Donald Trump did put a post out on Truth Social that they believe the suspect went to his father went to him, and a pastor of a church, and that they reached out to him and convinced him to turn himself in, and the FBI is going to be giving us an update here soon. We're standing by, watching, monitoring it in the background. Joining us right now is the owner of the Trump Unity Bridge, Rob Cordes. He's been a staunch Trump supporter going all the way back to the 2016 campaign. He was very active in 2020 and again, of course, in 2024. He also is part of a new Liberty Mountain group that we're going to be talking about on Monday. We got some commercials going to be running for it. Big event coming up there. But Rob, you're going to be involved in this big rally, this Charlie Kirk life celebration this Monday, 4 o'clock at the Capitol. How did Jim Runstead, the chair of the party, reach out to you? How did you come to be participating in this rally on Monday?
Well, I've been talking to Jim Runstead on and off throughout the year about, you know, different things. And when this happened, he felt that our slogan of unity in the community, bringing everybody together to support Charlie's conservative values and carry on his message and pay tribute and talk about him would be good. And he just called me about, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night a couple nights ago and said, let's put it together. We want to have the Trump Unity Bridge there and use that as part of the platform and get everybody together and let's make something happen. And that's how it basically got together. And
now, are you going to take the actual Trump Unity Bridge up near the steps of the Capitol? Because you have a loud sound system that they could use your microphones to allow the speakers to talk. Is that something you're hoping to accomplish to allow you to be up near the Capitol building with the Trump Unity Bridge?
We have a plan A and a plan B for the sound because we upgraded the sound system.
You're breaking up, Rob. Rob, you're breaking up. Get closer to your microphone.
Okay, we upgraded the sound system for the inauguration, and we have a plan A and a plan B for the sound system. Plan A is if they let us put it up by the steps, we're going to put it there. If they don't, we're going to put it down in the free speech zone right at the opposite facing the Capitol, and we'll have a rented PA system, and then our sound guy will connect the speakers together so that it will be omnidirectional sound from all directions. So we'll have a dual sound system working in sequence so that even if there's 5 or 10,000 people, or if it gets busy like Operation Gridlock, everybody comes to participate, we'll have enough sounds.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we're having difficulties with your microphone. Are you on a speaker or are you on a Bluetooth headset?
No, I'm just on the regular phone.
Oh, okay, just there you go. Hold it right up to your mouth, and that way you won't break up. One other thing, okay. Then. Now, one thing you have to be careful of is just to make sure that you don't get reverb, you know, from the mics kicking back from the speakers. Just make sure you do a good sound check. What time do you expect to get there to set up?
We're going to get there around 2 o'clock to set up for and we're also going to have some, we're working on developing a Charlie Kirk t-shirt so people can get those if they wanted to as well.
Okay.
And we'll be setting up, you know, through, you know, with, and I have Dale, our sound tech, coming to do a what they call a delay so that there won't be reverb and there won't be a delay between the two systems.
Okay, very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I'm going to get off the mic at noon, and I'm going to jump in my vehicle and get down there. I'll try to get there about 3:30. If you need any help, let me know, and I'll be willing to help you out with the mixers, the boards, whatever you need, whatever's going on down there, just to make sure the sound system is perfect. The rally starts at 4 o'clock, folks. If you want a photo of the flyer that was put out by the Michigan Republican Party with all the information, details, time, location, just text me CK or Charlie Kirk, and I'll send you the flyer. Rob, greatly appreciate you, brother. Stay safe, and we'll see you down there at the Capitol on Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate everything you do. God bless you.
God bless you, sir, and stay safe. Safe travels, brother. Don't get in an accident.
All right. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye. One of the things you have to understand is this process, folks. This is, without a doubt, God willing, hopefully, everybody hears about this rally. Everybody comes together. Unity of the community. This is actually a platform of the Michigan Republican Party heading into next year's election. We want everybody to unite. We don't care about anything. What party you're on, we don't care. We want you guys to be part of this effort. If you're independent, if you're libertarian, if you're a constitutionalist, oh, I've never been involved in politics, Trucker. I don't have anything to do with politics. I hate politics. You're exactly the kind of people we want to be part of us next year. And you can start by texting me, CK. I'll send you the flyer. Come join us. Come be there at the Capitol Monday at 4 o'clock. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Assassinations in America is his topic. Hour number two, today's show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent.